Okay, this is the Pacifica Board National Finance Committee meeting of August 25th, 2009. My name is Jamie Ross, the chair. I'm calling this meeting to order. And our first thing to do is for our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to call the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Rhonda Dixon. Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Here.
Sherry Gendelman.
Here.
Campbell Thompson. Lizette King.
Yes.
Alberto Luera.
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. Jamie Ross.
Here.
LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Susan Young.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, thank you very, very much. So, folks, the agenda for this evening, one of the jobs of this committee is to review the budget for the upcoming year. We have two budgets that have been reviewed by their station and now reviewed by the national office that we can look at that we just got a few minutes ago, KPFT and KPFK. So my agenda is to look at KPFT budget first and then review KPFK. If we feel we can approve them, we will do so. If we need more information, we can note that and send it along to the appropriate parties, either the GMs or CFO or whoever it might be. So that's my proposal for the agenda for this open session.
Mr. Chair, we also received KA.
Okay, we did. I don't know if it, I think we're supposed to look, we can look at it, but I don't know, did this come with emendations from the national office, or is this directly from the LSB?
Brian can address that. He indicated that it had been sent some time ago to the national office.
Yeah, I don't know what pipeline you're taking things through. Our LSB approved this on the 8th, and a copy was sent to the twice to the national office.
Do you know, did the national office review it?
I don't know what they've done on that end. What I sent you is what we send them and also what our LSB approved. I don't know if you're getting additional information.
I can tell you that the initial review that was sent to the national office, so Efren is reviewing the budgets as they come in. So I haven't chatted with him. I meant to chat with him earlier today about it. But so yeah, this when it's sent in, Efren has responsibility to gather the budgets and also to review them. So it didn't go into the hole, but it did go to someone who's responsibility is to review it, and then I'll review it.
Okay. Well. We can look at it, but we probably shouldn't give it our final imprimatur until it's come out from the national office. So if we have time, we can look at
that. Can I just add one other thing, Jamie? Sorry, this is LaVarne. I would like to also try to just schedule this week so that I would sit down and do a brief review with the general managers and the business managers on the budget. So so that's on my schedule to do this week, which I would like to do before we pass the budget so I can have a conversation. And you have to excuse my voice, but actually I talked with Dr. Glenn Scott concerning our successful drive, and she immediately noticed that my voice needs correcting, so she told me it was okay for me to whisper because I'm straining. So if I'm talking kind of straining, that's the reason why. I think it's the flying back and forth or something. But, yeah, I have on my schedule for the next 3 days to try to confirm a meeting with each GM and the business manager and to kind of go over the budgets, particularly the assumptions. I have concerns about revenue projections, particularly with KPFA. So that's
okay,
just where
well,
I am.
I can understand all that flying around is not good for a person, so do take care of yourself. Do you think it's premature for us to review KPFT and KPFK?
No. I think that when we have a budget, I think that we should go over it and ask the questions to see if they're in terms of particularly the assumptions concerning the revenue projections and any other questions that have come up on those budgets. So I think that what we have, we should definitely spend that time doing the analysis and the thorough looking at it now. That would be great.
Okay. Well, then that's. So we have three budgets we can go over. If we get through them all, that's fine. If not, we'll get to one of them the next time.
Question?
Yes, go ahead, R. Paul.
Any idea when we will be getting the BAI budget?
This is LaVarne. and my role as general manager at this time. That was my task, was to complete it today. Of course, I didn't because I spent yesterday on other tasks. So in my conversations with the GM, that would be a conversation with myself this week. So, R. Paul, I will, again, try to get started first thing tomorrow morning very early and try to get something out on BAI. I started Friday night before because I left on Saturday. Then I was in the office briefly on Saturday and looked at it a little bit more. But I have to go into the office and sit down and go over with my FP&A manager who did the template to go over some of the assumptions in there with him so he can help me complete it. And then also I have to review it. So when I send it to Andrew to review, I will send it to you. Like I said, I already had the conversations in New York with the senior staff in terms of what their needs are. And we have in terms of that review or those questions I've already asked to with senior staff at BAI.
Okay, thanks.
So tomorrow morning, first thing, I will be in the office working on it. I will not answer any other calls or anything else.
Okay, thank you, because once I get it, then I can start the ball rolling for the next finance committee.
Absolutely, and I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you at the same time. To Jamie and you at the same time. I send it to Andrew because I need her help too.
Okay. Are there any other questions about the agenda?
So the agenda is budgets and exec session.
Yes. Okay. Hearing none. Then why don't we jump right into it and look at the KPFT budget. Now, this is the budget that's come from the national office. The one I just sent to you is called KPFT Budget Template FY 2010 Updated August 24th, 2009.xls.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Alberto?
Let me bring the members up to speed. At the last meeting of
the National Finance Committee,
the main reason why we couldn't move forward on it was that there was two columns missing in our template that related to the audited numbers for 08 and year-to-date numbers for 09 on that column called cash flow. And that has been corrected by our business manager, and it has been sent up, obviously, to the national office, and now it is before you. So that is the correction or the addition that was done to our template. So that's my update on that. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Alberto. So these numbers, the two columns U and V on the sheet marked budget FY 2010, were filled in by your business manager, Marky?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty. Well, these are to provide us with comparables. The issue is that the problem is the total, the budget total in column T is for all 12 months. Then the actuals in column U are for, I believe, 10 months. So then we have to do some, how shall we approach that? We could make a column W, which is the budget for 10 months. I don't know. What would be the best way to use that column U?
We've done it in two different ways in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we did a prior 12 months actual. So that would be August of fiscal 08 through July of fiscal 09.
Mm-hmm.
And in prior years, we had done a forecast over actuals. So it would be a 12-month total, including 10 months over actuals and 2 months of forecast.
Right.
Yeah, I would suggest that we can just drop a column in, make sure that it doesn't interfere with any of the other formats or formulas in here, or macros that are in here. Just drop it in there and call that column a forecast for 09, and you just add your 2 months of forecast and then your 10 months of actual.
I have a question for you here, Lavarne, or any of the treasurers. In this sheet, budget FY 2010 for KPFT, I'm looking back at columns C, D, E, F, and G. Are those budget numbers? They must be. For August and September, they can't be actuals.
No, he said C, D, and E. He was asking if those are actuals. Alberto, those are actuals?
I don't know.
It's the way the template works. Those are four
projections.
Those are projections created from your assumptions, because the document assumes that you're writing this budget in May. So it takes all the assumptions and historical data you do, and it creates forecasts for the remainder of the fiscal year in those months.
Okay, those
columns are very confusing.
Well, this is a fix we can have on it. I mean, it's like this is not written in stone.
It is for us. We don't have permission to alter that part of the document.
Well, I can do that. I can have that done. So what we need to do then, because I was assuming when I was doing BAIs that it was that we needed to drop at least the July actuals in. But so what we'll do, an update to fix the template, is to put in the excuse me, Dr. Scott said I should whisper.
Yeah, whisper.
Right, that I should, that what we will do is we will put in actuals through July, and we'll work on that tomorrow.
Well, we do have actuals through July, I think. What we need is something to make it, we have a 10-month actual, but how to make
August
it 12-month.
September.
Yeah, we need a number for August and September, either a forecast or last year's actuals.
No. Just a forecast. We just drop in the same way the numbers that you had in there for May, June, and July. It would just be a forecast. You have a budget, and if your budget, your projected numbers in your budget for August and September are not that different, you just use that, or you just kind of vary those based on your run rate. You just do a run rate analysis, and then you'd have to do a change based on any fund drives that you're doing. So what we'll do tomorrow is we'll get the template changed so that we can have the actual, and except for we'll have the forecast for August and September and the actuals for the prior 3 months. So we'll work on that first thing and get that out so that then the numbers will come back. They'll more accurately reflect our year-to-date.
Okay. So there'll be a 12. What we need is some kind of actualist 12-month number.
It would be a forecast based on 10 months of actuals.
You'll have your year-to-date, and then you'll have a forecast, which will include your actual year-to-date through July, and then we'll have the other 2 months of forecast for August and September, and that will become your 2009 forecast.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, that would be helpful. That would be fantastic.
Absolutely. That's yeah.
Because
okay.
As it stands now, you know, we have to compare a 12-month number to a 10-month number. So.
No, that doesn't make sense. No, I will take care of that when we go in the office. I'll have Efren, and we'll work on that to change that. And we should be able to drop the actuals in from the national office. And then your forecast, I'll just confirm that with the stations and with the PRA.
Okie dokie. Well, that's good.
Okay.
This is Grace. Can I be on the stack? If there is one.
Okay, Grace Aaron, you are recognized.
Okay, I'd like to make a comment as the interim ED. There are some changes I think that need to be made, at least to the KPFK budget, if not to all the budgets.
Okay.
And there three different areas. One is the sexual harassment training, which on the last GM conference call, they agreed that most extra expenses of that nature are apportioned 25% to each of WBAI, KPFA, and KPFK, and 12.5% to KPFT and WPFW. So that's $16,000 divided up in that way. I believe Efren added that to the to the budgets in 2009.
Yes, he did.
I don't know how, if we want to do that for next year. We probably do need to continue that next year. The next thing is, I'm noticing that there is ongoing or sporadic legal consultation at many of the stations. But I see nothing in the line item as a line item at least in the KPFK budget for that.
No,
those expenses are built back But there should be some provision for legal consultation in the station's budget to predict for that expense.
Right, for Kriegler and, yes.
It's not just Kriegler, though. There's ongoing legal consultation with Ricardo and with other lawyers. And
yes.
and that's not reflected in the budgets, and it should be. The other thing is whether we have already, the national office has already depleted whatever was set aside for the elections, I'm not sure. But we're certainly, what's budgeted in the KPFK budget for elections is inadequate to get us through this election and the election next year. So we have to rethink at all the stations how much money is being set aside for the elections, because there's certainly not going to be enough in central services alone to cover the election expenses. We'll have to even rethink that after we see what the expense of this current election is going to be when it's over. We're working off $210,000 that was spent in the last election, but the expenses may not be exactly the same in this election. So just wanted to mention those three things: sexual harassment training, legal expenses, ongoing just consultation legal expenses, and also election expenses.
Okay.
Thank you, Grace. I'll call on you in a second. Would the legal expenses, do they show up in the line professional services? That's line 73 on the KPFT.
And I don't
see a line for legal, a special line.
There was one in the KPFK budget. I didn't look at KPFT.
Does anybody see a legal line in KPFT?
It's professional services / legal.
It is / legal, okay.
General Ledger Code, hold on.
6530,
yeah.
Okay, there is, for KPFT, they put $18,000 in the budget. So far on this line, they've spent $7,000, so they seem to be okay for KPFT.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I need to elaborate or point out that we don't have any need for, at the moment, and things might change from one day to the next, but we have actually no legal expenses currently at KPFT.
Yeah, that's good.
Aside from Mr. Chris, our FCC attorney in D.C.
Yeah.
Kriegler, I was on mute for a second. Kriegler, okay. Right. And then, as Grace says, we have ongoing expenses from our corporate attorney, Mr. DeAnda, and so we will need to look at that and get a this actually I spoke to Ricardo, and he's already given me some information, so we just have to make sure we have that in the budget. But I know,
you know what, the
KPFK's assumption page says they have no legal expenses in there, so that's in there, so we'll look at.
From my personal knowledge, with the exception, I think, of KPFT, at all of the four other stations, there's been a significant amount of legal consultation since at least February. So, and of course, there are bills for that. So, it needs to be ascertained, you know, estimated what that annual cost would be, and then it needs to be budgeted.
Right.
Yeah, it looks like it is budgeted for KPFT.
Uh-huh.
May I also mention, Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
That we also have to include, I realize the amount isn't large, but the amount for FSRN.
Oh, yes, FSRN. And that shows up as program service?
Right,
oh, no, it has a special line.
It has, let me find
it. It's general ledger account 6702.
Okay, that's line 118 on this sheet.
Yes, it's there.
Yeah, now, let's see. KPFT needs to pay one-seventh of $24,000. Can anybody do that in your head?
Seven times 35 is
showing
3,075.
Close to 60.
$3,500 more than they would have otherwise.
$3,500.
So, I don't know. Does this whether this budget includes it in it or not? It looks like maybe it doesn't.
I mean, that's the extra.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm making a note of all the things we need to look at and fix.
And then, so that should be a increase of $285.71 per month. Okay.
Brian here with a quick question.
Yes, go ahead.
This is on the sexual harassment training that Grace just managed. Grace, it was my understanding when you brought this to us before that there's basically a per-person fee every time someone does the training.
Grace?
Grace.
Turn on mute. She'll come back. Okay, next. I'm sorry, James.
Okay, so we will hold that thought till Grace comes back. Do you know where the sexual...
I'll just make my point. It seems weird to break it up according to a rigid formula when you can just bill each station for the number of employees doing the training. You know what I mean? In other words, every expense... directly break out by state.
This is Grace. I hung up instead of getting off mute.
Oh, no. Did you hear the question?
No, I only heard part about the sexual harassment training.
But isn't the way it's set up, don't you get billed per person doing the training, right?
No. We have a package deal. We have 2,000 launches. That means when a person starts the training, they can log in and log out for a year. And we also have the access to any of the courses that they deliver. And we can even customize courses.
So I guess the point for our purpose is there's one flat fee that's going to cover
There's one flat fee that covers all the training. I just found out recently that per California law, unpaid employees are still considered employees, and they must go through the training as well. But we're also, Ahmad is also going to be, we're also going to be instituting standardized routine evaluations of all staff positions, and there's going to be training for that, and there's other training available that may be used for certain paid staff, for instance, rather than for everybody. I'm not sure exactly, but we can use any of the courses that they offer for that flat fee for a year.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Brian?
So the formula you want to use is 25% for each of the big stations and then 15 for each, or what is it?
12.5.
So it would be like 4,000 for the large stations. Do you know where this is going to show up, LaVarn?
On the sexual...
Grace, do you know how big that flat fee is?
Probably outside services. Let me just see.
The flat fee is $16,000.
For the year?
Uh-huh.
Probably under administrative somewhere. Well... Okay. We got the FSRN, we got the legal election costs. It's hard to figure out, it's hard to know whether the election costs are budgeted right because, let's see, it looks at FY 2009, which was an election year, but we don't have a full 12 months.
But we have
2008. That wasn't an election year.
No,
so.
Either. Right. Okay.
So that's not going to be a good comparison.
The thing to remember is this is a double election year coming up.
Sure.
This is the one out of 3 years where you have election expenses
at the beginning
and
at the end.
Right.
Okay.
So what you probably want to do is look at 3 years ago and then update the postage and printing. The two big expenses to trend upward.
Okay.
So the analog would be 07.
Okay. Okay, so need to look at 07 for election. Election cost. Hey, I've got a question for you guys, Alberto and or Susan, since I know you guys know the budget like the back of your hand.
Sure.
Sure. Do you guys expect that listener support in 2010 will be the same as in 09?
No.
You think it's going to go up a little?
If the results of our summer sizzler last week are an indication of what's coming this coming year, even though the economy has not really gotten that good here in Houston, we did very well. So I would venture to say that we would bring in at least the same amount of money that we brought in with those shortages, those two fundraising shortages that we had. But that's my thought. What do you think, Susan? Give us some feedback.
I'm off of mute. Yeah, I agree. It's we don't have enough data to be able to tell. However, I am very encouraged that all of the programs fared well. We've had really great response to individual programmers and so forth. So I think we can feel confident that we will at least reach the revenue levels that we will have reached in 08-09. I don't know, however, whether we're going to sustain the level of increase that we have experienced in this last drive. Also, we were down so far. I'm just not sure how it's all going to sort itself out. Let me just mention one other thing, which is we have had, you know, several events, and with each of them, we've made, you know, a good amount for us, about a day's worth of fund drive. With each of them, I think we're going to be able to conduct another event that's like that, only more successful, because we now understand how to do them better.
Good for you. Okay.
And adding to what Susan's saying, We're looking at figuring out how we can do our fund drives, on-air fund drives, a little bit better than what we have than how we have done in the past, and we're just beginning to talk about a different mix on the on-air fund drives. But more importantly, I don't think we upped our expenses. I think our expenses are pretty flat. Our expense line is as flat as this past year, pretty much. And the only increases that I think we're going to be having to adjust the budget are the ones you guys are bringing up right now, especially the election line item. And I think the FSRN adjustment is minimal, and we're still running a very good overage surplus. As we speak, we're still doing a very good surplus, which means that we don't have to be exact, but that we'll have enough money to carry us over into the new year.
Okay.
Circus, this is LaVarne. Yeah, the sexual harassment training is, as I said, it's in outside services, and it's for T, it's under outside services, and but it's in outside services, and it shows that it's been expensed through 2009.
Okay, that's line 75, right?
Okay, let me just find it here.
6536?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, there is nothing on that line.
There should be, yeah. It's in the assumptions, but that's where it should be. Outside? I'm sorry, what you said, 79?
I can roll down. I have six, line 75.
He has it in August. He doesn't have anything in 2010. That's where, and he has the 2000 there in August as a forecast. Oh,
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Let's see. One thing I noticed about this budget is that the bottom line, it seems to be missing some stuff at the bottom.
Yes, I saw that. For some reason, something did not transfer, either because of the size of the file. Sometimes that happens.
Are you looking for the net, Jamie?
Yeah, all that stuff.
It's weird in the template, but it's in there. It's just on the front. It's at the top.
Oh,
so if you go to row 40, it shows your net income before capital.
Oh, okay.
Then it shows your capital below that. What it doesn't have is a net after capital and expenses.
Oh,
you could insert that on the notes line.
He has the summary right at the top.
Oh, okay. So then...
But it's not cut out. That's how the template works.
Okay. That's helpful. So then the net would be $79,045. Minus $25,600. That would be the total surplus for the year.
That would be the net after cash and capital.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Well, that's helpful. Okay. I wonder how much we can do with this budget until we. Let me get the sense of the committee here. Do you want to spend more time on this document now, or should we wait until we get a full 12-month number to compare it to?
Well, I think that, like, the points that Grace brought up and Alberto, we just need to, you know, if there are any other issues in there in terms of what needs to be done, I think we just need to scrub that, and then we can work on that and then get the budget back again with those, with those things worked out. So, why don't we just do that? If there are there any other issues or any other changes that we think are not in the budget or needs to be included? And like I said, I'd like to have a conversation with Dwayne and with Alberto and Marquisha, so we'll have to look at a timing to just kind of go over just in terms of a comfort level on the particularly on the listener support projection.
Right. Okay, good. That sounds fine to me. So we'll get back to this then.
Okay, can I then state my statement, Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead and make your statement, Mr. Chairman.
We are already moving we're at the end of August. We really have to be programming another meeting fairly soon if we are ever going to finish reviewing the 7 units before September 30th. And that's all I've got to say, that we're moving forward, but we are now a month. We have a month to finish the process. So, Jamie, I have no problems doing this, and I think it's perfect, but we're now in September, and we need to have a couple of meetings. Obviously, we're going to have to be meeting in September several times if we plan to finish reviewing the budgets and kicking them up to the board. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That's true, Alberto. You're correct. We have a lot of work before us.
Do you all have a date for your September in person yet?
It's actually the date for the September in person is October 11th.
Thank you.
It's the 9th, 10th, and 11th in Houston.
So are you?
There's a question whether some people were talking about approving the budget on the phone. I am not wild about that myself. To approve the budget at the in-person is in ways much preferable. It's a little delayed, but
that's
I don't know.
After the fiscal year starts.
Pardon?
Yeah, I mean, it's after the fiscal year starts.
Right, it is. I mean, it's 10 days.
8 days? 9 days?
10 days. I would prefer, I mean, I guess I'd like to hear what the committee thinks about that.
This is Grace. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, my preference is probably to approve it at the in-person because, having people pay attention on the phone to spreadsheets and numbers is, it's
hard
less than ideal, even though it is 10 months, 10 weeks into the, 10 days into the fiscal year. Okay, Grace?
I think that quite a bit of the in-person meeting in October is going to be interviewing candidates for the executive director and CFO positions.
So there won't be any time for this?
I think we'll be very short on time. I think we need to do as much work as humanly possible by teleconference to see if we can get as many not completely worked out as close to it as we can, because I wouldn't count on a lot of time at the in-person meeting.
R. Paul?
Okay, go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah, first let me say the habit of the past few years, past 2 or 3 years of the PNB having its June meeting in July and its September meeting in October is really bad, and I wish that wouldn't happen. And it, of course, does make for grist to make fun of the PNB for, which I do on occasion. The other hand, I think maybe a solution might be to really do the real work on teleconferences, because although if you just say, okay, everybody come in and we'll have a teleconference and they come up to it and you do one, yeah, a lot of the people are probably not going to be all that familiar with the stuff. If you spread it out over a few of those meetings, I think you will get people to become more familiar with it, and they will look at it, and they'll do a better job. In other words, don't leave it for like one PNB meeting teleconference. Start belting it with them, you know, do 3 or 4 in a row in short term, and people, I think, will be able to function better with it.
I'm sorry, there's another conversation going.
Well, I hear several different conversations.
Yes.
And then maybe, you know, at the very end, at the October one, give it the official imprimatur. But teleconferencing, a lot of places are doing teleconferencing with all sorts of data like this. And with computers, it's a lot easier than it would ever have been, because you can look at what people are saying. You know, you say, look at line 40, and everybody goes to line 40. So I would really say do the bulk of the work in teleconferencing. It can be done, and you can sort of get people input by doing it a bunch.
Okay, actually, I was cut off the call, so I missed part of your comment, but are you finished there, Arpa?
Oh, yeah, I'm done.
Okay, was there anybody else? So it sounds like we can't do. It sounds like we can't look forward to the PNB approving the budget at an in-person meeting. Well, that's going to be very interesting. Well, okay. Well,
Jamie,
can we meet next Tuesday?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Can you have budgets with forecasts through the 12 months so we can go through them by Tuesday?
Well, I'll get with Efren first thing in the morning to see what he thinks it really requires in terms of getting it in there, and then I can give everyone a confirmation by tomorrow evening that, you know, when we can have it in there, at least for the ones that we currently have. Yeah, we should have it in, but for the others, in terms of having them go back and redo it, I'll have a better idea tomorrow evening.
Well, I mean, for the ones that are basically done, we just need to have that extra column in there.
Exactly. It's the extra column plus the actuals in, and then to make sure that the forecast that's in there for August and September is a real forecast based on run rate or any new information.
And you think that could be done by next Tuesday?
For the ones that are there, Yeah, I can confirm it tomorrow evening, because we'll sit down, we'll have the discussion, go over the budget in the morning and the template and the issues that have come up, and I can shoot an email tomorrow evening.
Okay. Well, are people on the phone call okay with meeting next Tuesday?
Be sure and post it immediately.
I will. Is there any objection to us meeting next Tuesday?
No.
No, we need to meet, man. And we're probably
hearing none, we will meet next Tuesday.
What date is it? The 1st?
Yeah. Next Tuesday is the 1st? Yeah, okay, the 1st. We will meet September 1st.
But
okay,
just,
good.
Just to keep in mind, usually when we get to our budget crunch, we've met more often than once a week.
Yes.
And you're going to be up against the holiday weekend that following.
Can I ask something, though?
Weekend.
Okay, well, the issue is I go away on vacation that Wednesday for five days. So
right.
Tuesday is probably we can schedule two nights the next week if people are game for that.
I guess what I'm hoping we can do is set a deadline we want to be done by to have things off to the PNB, so that the PNB has a full amount of time to look it over before they vote on it, and work backwards from that, setting our milestones.
Well, I don't know.
Make it.
I think we need to meet at least once a week until we finish.
Okay, well, we have a meeting scheduled Tuesday the 1st. Let's see, Lizette, you had a quick comment, and then I'll get back to Brian going backwards.
Just a question. So the agenda is, let me make sure.
What's the agenda?
Uh-huh.
The agenda is for September 1st would be to review these budgets. You know, we're supposed to approve them, make sure they make sense before they go to the PNB. The PNB has to approve the budgets before the beginning of the fiscal year, and we have to say that they're okay. In conjunction, we get a lot of help from the CFO and the other people at National Office, EFRIN, and also the people at the stations.
So. Right. The reason I ask, I haven't heard anything about WPFW.
Yeah, that's another issue. We have three budgets now that seem to be pretty much done, but then we have two budgets, BAI and PFW, and then we have National Office, and I guess we have Pacifica Radio Archives, which are probably in a less done state. So.
And I believe we decided to pull out the affiliate budget from the National Office budget so it stands alone for a change.
Yeah, that's the thing that I have to go over tomorrow.
And Ursula put together a draft budget about 2 months ago.
Right.
That's a simple budget.
Right.
It's the station budget that, you know, getting the station budgets done, then National Office can make a budget. So, but anyway, we agree to meet Tuesday, and let's see, how many meetings do you think, if assuming that we have budgets that are ready to be reviewed, how many meetings will it take to review
four,
the five stations and everybody else?
Four. Oh, yeah, four.
Because I remember last year, didn't we have multiple meetings on some of the stations and we had the GMs on and stuff?
We can. That's why I want to talk to them this week. But I think, as Alberto said, we should just set up a calendar for every Tuesday through
the end of the process.
Yes.
Okay, well, we can set up. That's fine with me. The week after the 1st, we could set up the 8th and the 10th if you want to. I don't know if we'll have... why don't we just set up the 8th?
Sure.
Okay.
So why don't we for now schedule Tuesday the 1st and the 8th, unless people want to schedule every Tuesday through the 22nd?
We'll take it 2 weeks at a time,
okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, well, thanks for being so agreeable, Mr. Guerra.
Mr. Cromangius. Cromangian.
So there's no objection to setting a meeting for Tuesday the 1st and Tuesday the 8th. Well, that'll get us started. Then, let's see, Brian, you mentioned the schedule for the PNB. I'm kind of thinking about having the PNB approve these on the telephone. It's going to be a fascinating proposition, a mind-bending proposition.
You can't do it all in one meeting. You're just going to melt people's brains.
Right. So
you can't run seven budgets.
Perhaps part of what you missed, what I said, was do set a number of those PNB.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So that, you know, people know, geez, I got another PNB meeting. I better look at the spreadsheet because it's conceivably possible that if you do one, people might somehow, maybe one or two, not look at all of the spreadsheets. However, if you do three or four of them, you know, they're going to say, oh, I better look at this damn thing. So,
I've got a question for you. Is it a reasonable assumption that everybody is going to have a computer by their phone with a spreadsheet reader?
I think they got it. How else are they going to do it? Or else they can print them out and have it by the phone. I mean, they have to have the spreadsheet visible.
Jamie? It'd be kind of nice if people, well, I don't know, they could be together, but they probably wouldn't be. Okay, go ahead, Alberto.
Jamie?
Yeah?
There's a lot of the board members, again, I'm just, this is a concept, a lot of the board members, I know for a fact, and I'm not speaking for Susan, but our board members here are very familiar with our budget, for example. And I think that most people accept the fact that the work that the National Finance Committee does and that the local general managers and the local business managers and the CFO office, by the time it gets to them, to the national board, there's been a lot of people that have worked on it.
Uh-huh.
And my assumption is that today, after all of this scrutiny, they're going to be more in favor of just adopting the budget without doing all of the work that we've all done by the time it gets to them. And I don't know. I might venture to say that it might be a done deal by the time it hits the national board, and that that the national board might just go one after another and adopt them, given all the scrutiny and all of the work that all of the people have done on it already. And I don't think there's going to be that many questions if all of the parties are already in tune what is happening. And right now we have board members here on this committee and et cetera. You know what I'm saying.
Why should the PNB suffer too?
Yeah.
Okay, well, should
that's
we
very
shut
optimistic.
Up?
I am definitely. I'm being extremely optimistic that we're not going to have people that are throwing wrenches into the gears at those board meetings.
Right. We never do that in our family.
I know, but I'm being optimistic.
Well, you know, not even wrenches. I mean, look, if your board members take an active interest in your budget and start asking questions, that's a good thing, because a lot of people just fall asleep when confronted with a whole lot of numbers. So it's not even something you should discourage. You want to leave room for that.
To pay $5 every time they want to ask a question.
Yeah. Hey,
We'd settle the system debt in no time on the stack.
Right. One thing I just want to point out, last year when we took it to the board, we'd gotten several budgets late. We got the WBAI so late we couldn't beat it into shape, into a form that this committee was comfortable endorsing, so we didn't. And we got WPFW, we didn't get anything from WPFW that we're able to bring to the board. We had to discuss that at the follow-up conference meeting.
Exactly. That
so
is
I'm
correct.
More concerned that we get stuff in time to do due diligence on this committee.
Yes.
So that the board's work can go a little bit faster.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm trying to work backwards from when we want to have that done to make sure we're hitting our deadlines.
So what am I to do? What assignment comes out of that for me?
I'm on the stack, Mr. Chair.
Make a budget, Lizette.
Ryan, what would you like to see us? When do you believe that PNB needs to see these? By the end of September? That's when the PNB budget meetings would be?
I mean, I guess you're going to have to do it at least a week out from that in-person meeting, right?
Yeah.
Because you're going to be pretty busy with preparations for that.
Yes.
So if the PNB in person is the 10th, then you might want to schedule teleconferences for the weekend of the 3rd and 4th.
Okay. Is it a problem to pass the budget a day or two after the fiscal year? Not really, right?
Well, it means you operate without a budget.
Barn, I would like to have it passed before the end of the fiscal year.
Okay.
So we have our meeting set up for every Tuesday except the last whatever. So I would suggest we just set it up for the last every Tuesday through the end of September, and I think we're falling into the habit now of feeding a dead horse. I think we agreed on that, so I think we need to move forward.
Well, the question is, when would the PNB meet? The 27th, Sunday.
When do we normally schedule the next meeting for September? Yeah, we would need it, like, you know, I would probably want to have like a preliminary meeting the week before so people can ask these questions and not say that we demanded them to pass it immediately. So we need to have like a meeting like before the last meeting of the fiscal year that we can have for the last meeting of the fiscal year.
Okay, well, typically the PNB meets on Friday nights and Sunday nights. We could schedule tentatively the 25th and the 27th. And then
that would leave us the NFC meeting the first, 8th, 15th, and 22nd. So
right. Yeah. And then if we need the NFC needs another one, we could schedule another one in one of those other weeks.
This is Grace.
Yes, go ahead, Grace.
Let's work backwards a little bit. KPFK already, RLSB already gave provisional approval to our budget. We're going to go over it again at our next LSB meeting, which is, I believe, on September 17th, but it's been given provisional approval. KPFT's budget has been approved. KPFA's budget has been approved by your LSB. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, we need to have a budget from WPFW. I don't think we have any, do we, Lizette?
I thought Rigsby said he submitted an 18-month something or another.
Okay.
And I know he's working on it when I was there, Robert and Tiffany.
Oh, okay,
he submitted
good.
Something, but
all right,
that's good.
So then we somehow have to get that budget approved by the LSB. And then WBAI has to pretty rapidly get a budget to their, is that correct,
yep.
or Paul?
Yes.
So we just
yes.
have three LSBs who need that need to, two LSBs that need to approve the budget. All right, that's
okay.
where we're at. Then once that's done, then we can take it up on the PNB level, and we may have to schedule a Sunday meeting that starts a couple of hours earlier than usual, and so that we can have the time to go through. That may be a better way to do it if people are willing. And so I would say a Sunday meeting that starts at 6 p.m. Eastern time instead of 8 p.m.
Okay. Mr. Chairman.
And Grace, sorry,
that
Grace.
Possibly be the,
yeah.
Yes, go ahead, Lizette.
Can I ask you to write to Grigsby in your capacity as ED and
yes, I will.
Ask him. Yes, so I could. You can brief me then for the meeting.
Sure, sure.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
The other thing we need to see really soon is a national office budget, because it doesn't
yeah,
go through those prior layers of review, like the station budgets.
That's
we,
what
we
I
are the
to
prior
say.
Layers.
That's
yeah,
what
we,
I wanted to say, Mr. Chairman, that the other piece in the mix is that we need to have the five station budgets to work on the national budget. So,
actually, you don't have to. I mean, you'll know. I mean, we have a basic budget, but we have to put in place certain things, expenses that are ongoing. So we can, and in fact, there is a preliminary national office budget, which we should be able to have for the next meeting for you to review. But, and then the revenue will come in based on, because I need to have conversations, like I said, with the general managers on your listener support. And so we should have that, the national office is a preliminary one that's already been completed. So there's some changes that I've asked to put in there. So that we basically have to just wait for the revenue to see, you know, what the shortfall or whatever will be. So the national office, we should have it for the next meeting, because I will have cleaned up the things in there where we need to make sure they're covered. And a preliminary one for the BA for BAI, and then we should be able to see what has been submitted for PFW. So actually, it looks like, thank you, Grace. Thank you for summarizing that. It looks like we, in terms, but I still think we need to scrub.
Okie dokie. Well, so it sounds like we'll shoot for either a multi or either two PNB meetings at the end of September or a long extended PNB meeting at the end of September. Okay, well, that sounds like a good
plan. We'll probably go for both.
Yes.
Okay. Well, one of them could be Sunday the 27th.
Yes.
And let's see, Lizette, you had spoken up to be on the stack, and I don't think I called you at one point.
No, I think I did. It's all right. Thanks.
You made your comment. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, then, let's see. So that seems like we've got schedule in place up to a point. So we have the 1st and the 8th are definitely set, and the 15th and the 22nd are probably going to be our meetings as well. Okay, then I hear a TV show or a party in the background.
I know. Somebody is having another meeting. So disrespectful.
So let's see. If you're not talking, whoever you are in the crowded room, could you mute your phone? Remember, that's #1. Okay, well then, folks, we have a budget for KPFK and a budget for KPFA. Now, I'm going to ask the committee, does it make sense for us to look at these at all at this point because we don't have the 12-month comparable, or should we just postpone this until we do? What is your pleasure?
I'd like to have a discussion on each one of the budgets to see what is missing in terms of what you'd like to see on there and in terms of the assumptions. I'd like to just forge ahead, because the quicker we do this, the quicker we'll get this. We will have redone our duty to this.
Okay, well then, why don't we next look at, should we move to KPFK? Why don't we move to KPFK? And let's see, I will open the KPFK budget.
What I'm trying to do here, where do we have it?
Open with Excel.
Oye, este Brian, ¿y quién más vino a estar aquí con ustedes en el grupo ahorita, en el show? Hey, who else? Tony.
Okay, KPFK.
And she helps you with a board?
Oh, my gosh.
God,
how many of these pages, you know, we guess we have to look at some of this stuff off. We can't do this on meeting time. Seems like a lot of the details here are in other pages besides the main budget page.
Yeah, it's in the assumptions and historical data. I need to find it.
Okay. All right, and there's very small type here, so we're going to zoom 200%. Okay, so, LaVarne, we should look at the assumptions and historical data page first.
Yeah, that will fit. And in fact, I'm trying to open it up. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Oh.
Let's see. Okay, there is some stuff about, wow. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there he is. And yeah, he has it in the assumption. Excuse me, I'm not supposed to do that.
Yeah, if you're closer to the phone, then you can speak more quietly.
Hey, Alberto, can you mute your phone?
I'll be quiet.
Okay, can you do compound one? Peso, no. Okay. Alberto, if you mute your phone, we don't get to hear what's going on there.
Well, a whole crew just came out of there. Well, yeah. Can somebody tell me how to do that, and I will mute it?
You press pound.
Pound one.
I'm sorry, come again?
Pound one. You hit the pound button
okay,
twice
we'll
and
try
then
it.
One.
Pound one.
So yeah. So I, if we start with the assumption and assumptions and historical data on KPFK.
Okay, LaVarne, can you be closer to the phone?
I'm sorry. I turned the sound up too. I turned it down. Okay, if we could look at the assumptions and historical data for KPFK.
Yes.
Okay, and start up at the top, row four, or row three, the listener support.
Okay.
Okay, so if we look at the budget for 2010, and then he has the numbers for 2009. So, you know, his goal, he said, for those three major drives are $1,000,001. So, you know, the question I have in terms of, and compare that to 2009, and basically, he's projecting, you know, for the October and February about the same as the prior year, and then in May and June he thinks that they can do an extra that's like 200K more than May and June of this year. So you know, just you know, I just want people's opinion in terms of those projections because he's not taking the numbers down. And that if you look at the general economy, most people believe that it will improve over 2009. And also, I think with the experience of WBAI and WPFW and KPFT in terms of programming changes or in terms of management change and how you really address a fund drive and what is the purpose and having the staff accept this this way of doing a fund drive to raise funds, that particularly in New York, where in the dog days of summer, you know, we were able to really raise much, you know, raise funds based on those things about in terms of changes and how you address a fund drive. That you know, if this is realistic, like for KPFK and for the other stations too, as we look at it. So that's I just need feedback when I talk to the managers in terms of what y'all are looking at.